With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. In an effort to close the gap between what happens on the farm and what people in the cities think happens on the farm, Safe Family Farming wants people to know where their fresh produce is coming from. Director Gerald Barron says it's a growing problem.
What people don't understand, a lot of people in our cities, the people who are going to the supermarkets and buying food, they should look at the food packages and where their food is coming from, because the imported food has risen greatly from 12% of our food supply in the 1990s to over 20% now.
And Barron says those imports bring their own set of problems.
Along with that rise in imported food, we have imported food has five times more likely to have pesticide residues above the FDA allowed limit. That's from the FDA. And the CDC reports that imported food has caused a matching rise in food-related illnesses. So there's a direct correlation between the increase in food illnesses and the amount of imported food coming in.
Barron says there's nothing wrong with competition as long as the competition is playing by the same rules.
And a big part of the reason why we're importing so much more food now is because of our very high labor costs caused by the regulations and by the shortage of workers and by the pressures put on by these union activists.
Listen tomorrow when Barron tells us more about why farm labor is the tipping point for local growers' ability to compete. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.